morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
And we are going to have the opportunity now, pleasure, to visit with Dr. Jane Shelley, Inman Elementary Principal for the Red Oak Community School District. Dr. Shelley, good morning to you. How are you this morning, Dr. Shelley?
I'm good, but I'd like to see a little sunshine and not this rain, right?
We've had some rain.
We have.
So that's for sure.
Yeah.
My mind goes right to the construction project. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about that too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you start construction, then it starts raining.
That's the way it's happened, it seems
that
to
be.
That is. Very cool. So overall, how are things going, Dr. Shelley? What are you up to? What's new and exciting in your world today?
Yeah, you know, we are finishing out this school year pretty strong. It's kind of hard to believe that it's going to be May.
I cannot believe that.
I cannot believe it either. It's been like a blink of an eye and this school year's been over, but we've been having some really exciting things going on. And so, you know, that's kind of a great time and just keeping busy.
Well, okay. So let's talk about it. This is the time that some of your sixth graders may be thinking about the big It's a big step coming here. So
yeah, I think, you know, sixth graders get really excited this time of year that, you know, they've been the top dogs all school year, but they are thinking about what's it going to be like to go to the junior, senior high. So we are getting ready for that transition. So Kelsey Mangold at the junior, senior high is the guidance counselor, and Amy McClintock, our guidance counselor, have been busy planning a transition day. So our kids will be doing a step up day here in May where they get the actual opportunity to go over to the junior, senior high and walk those hallways. You know, it's a little bit different when you go over there for a concert or you go over for athletic events than when you actually get into the classrooms and start to talk about all those opportunities. So last week, Kelsey was at the elementary and they were talking about schedules for next year. So kind of crazy that we're talking that. So our sixth graders brought home some paperwork that hopefully families have had the opportunity over the weekend to talk about, think about, you know, what kind of options do you want for your kids? They get to start making some of those choices. So this is a great time to start talking about what they want to do. And, you know, I always think junior high is a great opportunity to give things a try that maybe you haven't tried before. Mm-hmm. Get involved.
Absolutely get involved.
Yeah.
Try something new.
Yes.
Okay. So is there like a scheduled step up day that you're going to go over? What's that
look
like?
Yes. So we will be going over in May. So we've got a scheduled date that we'll be going over in the afternoon. We also have an opportunity for some of our kids who, you know, might be more anxious than the typical peers that they will actually, Jackie Viner takes them over another day.
Okay.
So we've got some opportunities there for students to explore and to get that option. And I know we go over lots of questions. The sixth grade teachers this time of year, they get bombarded with, okay, well, what if this happens? What if this happens? And I think, you know, the number one thing that kids are nervous about, what do you think?
I would think it's their locker.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep. How am I going to get that combination? Can I do it?
Yeah. So one of our kids was very anxious about that whole locker scenario as well.
Yes.
Went and practiced and practiced. It was
whole day. Yeah.
So. But it's a big, you know.
It is. I think I would be nervous about it right now, too, if I was having to go, you know, remembering that combination. And do you turn it right or left? Two rounds, three? What is it? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the whole transition to a different building, different school, different schedule. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah. And teachers that, you know, they're familiar with, but they're not as familiar with as they have been in Inman. And, you know, there are great things about us being a kindergarten through sixth grade building because they've been the leaders.
Yeah.
They've had the opportunity, you know, through our Tiger Den system, they have been the rising stars in our building. I will have to tell you, on Friday, there's this TikTok trend where you say a word and you grab a microphone of the first person who can come up with a song that has that. So our sixth graders had a great time at their last Tiger Day assembly, being able to, you know, be those leaders and those role models.
Very cool. That's kind of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, with that, at the same time those students are transitioning out, you have other students coming in.
Yeah.
So let's talk about registration. What do we need to be looking at there?
Yeah, we are getting ready for those, you know, our newest Tigers, those young Tigers entering preschool. We've already had our preschool roundup day. Huh? But don't let, you know, if you miss that day, don't worry about it. It's okay. We just, you know, that gave students and parents an opportunity to see our preschool, but you're going to still have more opportunities to do so. So if you've got a kid who's going to be four by September 15th, make sure that you are filling out our intent form. It's right on our school's webpage.
Yeah.
And so make sure you get your name in there so that we get you the information so that your kid is on our list to come to preschool next year. The same with kindergartners. So we will be doing our kindergarten signing day here at the end of May. And you want to make sure that your name is on that intent form so that, you know, if your kid is in our preschool, they're automatically going to come and be part of that. But if not, we want to make sure that we get an invitation to you to be able to bring your kid in, be able to see what a kindergarten afternoon looks like.
Yeah.
Because that's a big transition too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So on your web, what if someone's not really wanting to do on the stop by?
Yeah.
What's the right thing to
do? You know, right now, just because of construction, I say call. You know, call and talk to Lori or Elaine at Inman. They'll help get you the right direction. Val at the preschool can help get you in the right direction. But, you know, they know where those items are. They can email it to you so that you can just fill it out, get kids registered.
What information do I need to be able to fill that out?
You know what? Right now, you just need your kid name,
okay,
their birth date, and your information.
So very simple.
This isn't our official registration. We do officially register kids for school in July, and more information will be coming out about that. So this is just making sure you're on that list so you're not left out without the information.
Gotcha.
You know, we try and put it on Facebook, we try and put it on the radio, we put it on our webpage, but we know that a lot of times you just need that direct contact from us.
Absolutely. Sometimes that's best, Dr.
Shelley. It is.
Dr. Jane Shelley with me, the principal at Inman Elementary School at Inman in Red Oak. Okay, so let's talk about anything else around roundup or registration we need to be aware of.
Yeah, you know, just make sure if you have any questions, give us a call. If you're wondering about something, if you've heard something, you want to know about it,
ask a question.
Call the school and ask a question.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. ISAS testing come and gone?
Yeah, so we just finished up ISAS testing on Friday, and I want to tell you, you know, we always talk about makeups are hard.
Yeah.
If you miss the testing day and you have to make it up. So we had some great attendance through that. Connie Dentlinger does an awesome job at the elementary. Kelsey Mangold, again, at the junior, senior high, of being our testing coordinators and getting everything going and wrapped up. So, you know, we're anxious to see those scores and see how our students have done. But the biggest thing is they put forth the effort.
Yeah.
They were doing a great job on that. So now we get ready for our last universal screeners.
So ISASP is required by the state.
Yes.
The universal screener, is this a district thing or is this a state thing?
This is actually a state thing
for
our kindergarten through sixth graders.
Okay.
So we do our screenings three times a year. So we'll be doing reading and math again. And the thing that I like about this that's different about ISASP is that we get the scores immediately.
Yeah.
And it's measuring the growth throughout the year. So we know where they were in the fall, we know where they were in the winter, and we know where they were in the spring. And our kids are excited to know that growth. So, you know, they kind of know, they've set goals with their teachers at the elementary school, and we're looking at where, you know, where have they grown this year and how do we continue to push them.
So
it's pretty rewarding.
When do you start the screener?
Yeah, so we'll be starting those this week.
This week?
Yeah.
Is it all like a multi-day thing, or how long does it take?
Yeah, so our upper elementary, they do it on their computer.
Okay.
And then they also do one-on-one testing with the teacher. So it takes us the next 2 weeks to get through that.
Okay.
Yep.
So you'll be at that for a while then.
Yes.
Okay. Looking forward to that one?
Yeah.
And you get the results right away?
You get the results immediately. And so even my own kids have said, we took their ISAS. When do we get our scores? They're like, we get it right away when we take the fast testing. And,
right.
And so I think, you know, that immediately knowing how you performed, how you did, makes a significant difference. It's just like a sport, right? So when you cross the finish line, if your time was faster than it was before, that's all we can ask for, is you put forth your best effort. But it makes a difference when you get that information immediately rather than later. And, you know, this spring we added some additional Title I supports. And I think that kids are really excited and really growing. So I'm hopeful that things are going to go great.
All right. That's this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Dr. Shelley, talk to me. You mentioned construction.
Yeah.
So if you drive by Inman, you can't, really can't miss it. I mean, it's right there. So how's construction going?
Yeah. So, you know, as soon as we started construction, that's when the rain started coming, you know, just different wavelengths of it. But they are making some really great progress. So just a reminder that we are expanding the office to have a secure entryway, which is going to be great. And the cafeteria. We've been talking about the cafeteria size since I got to Red Oak. And this will be a wonderful opportunity. So, you know, I keep looking out the window, although my office is officially moving this week. So I won't be able to see the progress, you know, as up close and personal. But they've got footings poured. The wall to the cafeteria is out. They've built an interior wall to, you know, stabilize everything. So they're making some really great gains on this. The goal is to have it done by the start of the school year.
Yes.
And so that'll be great. And, you know, our school board, once again, just a shout out to them that they did a lot of planning to have this happen. And so it didn't, you know, that was all money that they had saved to make this happen. And I think, you know, that doesn't always happen in school construction. So a huge shout out to the school board for making sure that happened.
So has everyone adjusted to the construction work pick up and drop off, because it's kind of altered things a little bit?
It has altered things, but I will tell you, it has gone really well and really smooth. So, you know, one, the city did decide to close Inman Drive during drop off and pick up time in the morning for just that half an hour. And usually we can open it back up in about 20 minutes. That has just made Inman Drive flow so smoothly. And then the transition to buses in Circle Drive and parents in Circle Drive. So, you know, I think it has really worked out. Hopefully it's going to be even smoother once construction's done. But, you know, I always think, if you drive by any elementary school in America at drop-off and pickup time,
it's busy.
It's busy. It's hectic. It's chaotic. So I want to give a shout out to our teachers and our parents who just make that flow very smoothly through there.
Yep. And that's something that every school deals with, just because there's, you have everyone converging and diverging all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, that'll be nice. And the goal is to be wrapped up and complete, or very near completion, at least by the beginning of next school year, right?
Yes, that's right. So, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, there are so many variables, like with the weather.
Like today, like the weather, yeah.
Yeah, so, but, you know, they are making up some really good time on the days that they can, and they're doing a great job, you know. And I have to give them a shout out because, you know, we've done state testing. They're tearing down a wall. They have been very accommodating, making sure that student learning comes first before that construction, too. So I do really greatly appreciate it. With that, though, I will tell you, we are going to have to move the PTO carnival.
Oh,
so that has been a big deal.
I'm talking to someone about the PTO carnival this morning.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so just due to construction and parking and everything around Inman, we are going to move the PTO carnival to the junior senior high. So just want to make sure that we get that word out about things. Now, if you're helping or you're bringing anything in for the carnival, it comes to Inman, and then our staff will move it all to the junior senior high when it's time for the carnival. But the PTO has done an excellent job of pivoting, adjusting. Yeah. You know, we were hoping to still have it at Inman, but as we kind of have looked, it's like, oh, I think we need to move it. And thanks to the junior senior high for letting us host it there.
Construction projects can be a little disruptive.
Yes.
But necessary.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. So, and you know, the other thing is, if you're coming to Inman, just remember that the main doorway right now is on the north side. So it's kind of in the middle of the building between the cemetery and the school. So Sometimes people are like, oh, where's the main entryway? That's where it is. We've got a buzzer there. We've got on our tennis shoes so that we can get in extra steps and get you where you need to go. But student learning, you know, it's been more of like my office being moved. Student learning has not really been disrupted. Our teachers have done an excellent job. When we had to make the lunchroom a little bit smaller, one great classroom is eating in their class for the week. You know, all those little things make a huge difference to make sure that students, their learning is not interrupted in all of this.
Okay. So going well. Hope for some weather that's conducive to
good construction. So.
All right. One of the things, Dr. Shelley, that you and I have talked about a lot, and I plan on continuing to talk about a lot, is supporting kids.
Yeah.
And that can mean a lot of different things. That can be as simple as attending an event, reading a book. I mean, all of these things, showing up and being there for your kids. Talk to me a little bit about that, Dr. Shelley.
You know, that is huge. And, you know, when we think about supporting kids, it's as simple as asking kids, how's your day going? Yeah. Or saying, I see you. When we think about that, the impact that that has on students and our community is significant. When our kids know that our community is watching them and supporting them and seeing what they do, that changes their whole dynamic too. Mm-hmm. One, it increases, you know, makes behavior better. Kids know that people are watching and know what they're doing.
Yep.
And it continues to encourage them to do their very best. So, you know, this week there are plenty of opportunities. I know sometimes our records may not be the best, or are, you know, you might be like, oh, well, they're not winning a game. Let's not, you know, it's not worth going. It is worth going. Just showing up and being in those stands makes a difference. The same with kids, with elementary kids reading, or, you know, noticing that, talking to kids. If you're on the square and kids are playing in the park, say, you know, how's it going? One, sometimes you'll get a chuckle out of what they might say, right?
Yes.
And, you know, bring a smile to their face and your face. It makes a huge difference. We've got a band concert this week. Those kids have been pouring their heart and soul into playing their instruments. Show up, be there.
Yeah. And a lot of times too, with teenagers, Dr. Shelley in particular, you're not always going to get necessarily a big giant response from them, but they notice.
Yes.
They do notice, and it makes a difference. So,
they do.
I think it's important. Like you say, it can be as just simple as asking how the day went, what they're up to, how their classes are going. It doesn't have to be some grand thing. But yeah, go to an event.
Yes.
They put a lot of work into
they
it.
They do.
And it makes a difference. If you want to know how to make a difference, that's a simple way to make a difference.
Yep. Yep.
So, all right. What else do we need to touch on, Dr. Shelley?
Yeah, just, you know, it's this week we do have a kindergarten field trip on Friday to Anderson Conservation. Mm-hmm. And we've got a preschool field trip to Viking Lake on Wednesday. So hopefully the weather looks good those 2 days and they won't need umbrellas along with them, but it'll be good.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Make it a great day.
Yes.
Dr. Jane Shelley with me this morning from the principal at Red Oak Inman Elementary School. Now to school.